pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff on Legends Night.
You're going to need our WhatsApp voice note number, so please start using it now because we've got a big interview coming up right here on hashtag MSW. We're utilizing our Legends section of the show simply because, yeah, he is a legend, number one. Number two, he is going to be telling us some brand new news, some breaking news that maybe you wouldn't have heard from his press conference yesterday, but 0607080484, that is the WhatsApp voice note number to use. So any questions for him, any comments, any thoughts, we will more than welcome to that particular Namhlanje studio. I mean, he's affectionately known as the Black Prince of South African football, and befittingly so. What that actually means is that there is no South African football history without the name Jomo Sono, period. If you want to argue, please do that anytime. No one's going to be listening. I mean, Sono inherited his sporting genes, though, from his father, the late Bamuza Eriksson, bagged around 200 pro goals. Well, at the same time, he became famous for his unique dribbling as well as his shooting skills, absolutely mesmerizing football fanatics, not only in South Africa, but around the world. I can go on and on and on for hours and hours talking about one of our greatest ever exports. I mean, the man's skills as a player, as a coach, and as a father. What a hero, what a legend, what an extraordinary inspiration to many of us in the beautiful game. Let me officially welcome uGqirha, uDokotela, uJomo Sono into the studio. Baba, welcome.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thanks for inviting me.
Uh-huh. You feeling strong?
Yeah, and happy as well.
I believe so.
Yeah, very happy.
You're in a happy space?
Yeah. No pressure, nothing.
Yeah. And how do you feel knowing that pressure that you used to have before is not there anymore?
I feel good, you know. I feel very, very good.
Okay.
I feel very, very, very good. And I'm more focused in what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to be honest, the Maula Pagu NFT, hey, it's at the end of the month, it's a problem, you know, because it's good to play there, you know, for the players and for the glamour and for everything. But it's stressful kakhulu in the sense that at the end of the month, you know, because the grant is so small,
yeah,
you have to add money on top. Every month. And, you know, to be honest, it's very expensive, you know, to run an NFT team. They can tell you the guys who are there, you know. I mean, before you kick a ball or a game, before a game starts, you have to pay ambulance, you have to pay security, you have to book the stadium, you have to pay for pre-game meal, you have to pay for transport. I mean, I think before any game starts there, you're spending about 20,000 to 25,000 just to play a game.
But why is that on you? Why is it on you? Because you're playing in a division that's also supposed to look after you.
Not really. The grant looks after everything.
But the grant is little, as you said.
Yeah, but you have to be able to work and manage your budget according to that grant, but it's not possible. It's not possible. If there's a team that can tell you it's possible, it's not. So it's important for us, you know, in the NFT to get more exposure on TV. We're not getting exposure. There's nothing you can sell. We're not getting crowds. Number two, you cannot play main catching razor to attract the people. You just have to wait for 3 o'clock and play at 3 o'clock and finish. You know, we're not blaming anybody. You know, it's the structure. You know, so if you cannot control your budget, you'll struggle a bit. But now I'm relaxed now because I don't have those overheads. I don't have to add in maybe 100,000 rands every month on top of the of the grant. You know, I don't have that.
What is the grant money last season when he was still up in the...
I think it was five something.
Yeah,
five something. I don't know now because I got relegated. I don't know.
Yeah. So half a million rand a month. And that's supposed to spread and last you until the next month?
Yes.
So when you travel, the players, the
traveling
tickets,
is there. Everything is on that. It's on that.
On that grant. So with the grant money, and there's a big difference. I think the guys in the PSL are getting 2 point something million rand now, which is a big difference, which is a big jump. But there's lots of television, there's a lot of exposure, things that you say you don't have. But were there platforms where you could voice these so that you try and at least get to a million by now in 2022?
You know what I noticed when I was there? You know, sometimes when you're there, you cannot open your mouth. What I noticed is that some of us, when we get promoted to the Premier League, Icon, we don't want to know what's happening in the NFT. We don't even raise our voice. We don't say a word. We say nothing. We're happy with 2 point something million. But I strongly believe to improve on that, they need to give us, not us, I'm in the jungle there. They need to give these guys at least 700,000, and then they can compete. And also give them television. You know, they must give them television. I mean, they are giving MDC so much exposure on television. If they get, a team gets television, you can sell billboards around the stadium. You can get a sponsorship on your shirt.
Right.
You know, for 90 minutes. But you can't do those things. You can't. You are in competition with MDC. They are in competition with MDC, you know. And MDC is getting all the exposure. Yes, they might not be paying huge salaries. But those are professionals. They're getting salary. Because you cannot play in MDC if you're not professionally registered. You cannot play. So, I think if Sanity can prevail, that they look after the NFT teams. Because if you look at the boy now, everybody is raving about. We must check where some of these players are coming from. They are coming from, most of the players playing in the Premier League are coming from NFT. You can count maybe two or three coming from, or sometimes nothing coming from that MDC, or sometimes nothing selected in the national team from MDC. Nothing. But if you look at NFD, people are talking about, what's this boy's name?
Salim.
No. Who went with Peter to Egypt?
Percy
Tau. They, I heard somebody saying, Percy Tau is from MDC. Rubbish. Percy Tau was never in the MDC. If you follow football and you are a football person and you get involved in football, you'll know that Percy Tau was playing for Windbank Spurs, not MDC. So if they can maybe take the NFD teams, make them their second division, and then MDC their division, because to be honest, nothing is coming out from there. Yes, all the exposures. So it's good for content for Super Sport. All they want Super Sport is content. You know, it's a business of content. Because if you have content, you're a king.
But isn't that the ownership of Super Sport and DSTV of the bigger role of football? Because Super Sport has the TV rights. DSTV now is the sponsor of the league as a whole. And then you've got MDC League, which is also part of multi-choice. That's why it was multi-choice Disky Challenge. So MDC also forming part of the DSTV. So there's a bigger form of ownership there than anything else. And there's still Super Sport United as a club that is there.
Yeah, Robert, I mean, to be honest, you know, I don't know what's the the agreement between the PSL board and the SuperSport. I wouldn't get into that. The only thing I see is that they are paying a lot of money, which is good for football. They're paying a lot of money. They must be credited for that they are paying a lot of money. But I think also they should also look at NFD as well, you know, because now I can talk. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't talk when I was there. And I'm not attacking anybody. This is factual. This is true. You know, it's factual. Everybody knows about it. So, I don't know, tomorrow, people must say they're taking Jomo's car or the receiver is after Jomo, because it happens in football. You know, so I'm just talking from experience because I'm from there. I think the guys who are there, not that they're scared to talk. They have a reason why they're scared. I don't know why. But me too. I didn't want to talk when I was there. I was also scared. But now, because I'm where I am, I can talk now.
But why would you be scared? I mean,
I don't know.
Jomo Sono, who is...
No, you know, when it's sometimes you don't want to... people to label you as troublemaker, because if you recall in the Mamji era, I was called a troublemaker and I was called a sellout because I was working with Louis Late. But later on, I was proven right that everything I said was right. You know, so far SuperSport and them are doing a good job, but my only gripe is that at least I don't know what's the grant now. If it's the same, it's trouble. If it's the same, it's trouble. And I can tell you now, that is why you see NFD, they sell their franchises in the middle. Even now, I know two teams who've approached me to say, can you get us a buyer or you take our franchise? I said, no, leave me down there. If the grant goes up, you consider it. But if it's still the same grant when I was there, it might be a problem for me to get involved. And again, I don't see myself taking money. We are not the same. Taking money out of my pocket and buy a soccer club. I bought it. I mean, I'm spoiled. I got a professional team for 50,000. Now, a few years later, I can't pay 8 million for a football team. I will raise that team, even if it takes me 10 years. To stay there where I am now, it's fine. I'm happy. I'm in football. I was not relegated into the jungle. I was relegated into football, into something which I was born. So I'm still in football. And you know, to tell you the secret, where I am, that's where people like this boy from Paris, Saleng.
Yeah,
he's from there. It's from ABC. It's from Motsepe League. Most of the players are from Motsepe League as well. So, in the last 4 or 5 months, I've been there. I have seen so much talent. So much. It's unbelievable. But the talent there is raw. You know, to them, it's disky football, gassy football. Yes. But there's so much skill. And when I started this season with the Motsepe League, I had 4 players. I didn't have a team because I released everybody, 40 players. I said, you can go. I start afresh. And I started a new team. But it's a little bit harder for Cosmos, because when these teams in the Motsepe League are playing Jomo Cosmos, they are not playing Cosmos per se. They are playing me. You know, you can see Shamdi's kids.
They have a point to prove.
Yes. No, they want Jomo to take them.
Yeah. As in, they have a point to prove. So they catch your eye.
And most of them have.
Yeah.
I'm taking some of them. I can tell you now. I've signed about 8.
Wow.
You know, so. And you can see them. they walk past me there. You can see their eyes there. Did you see me?
Yes.
And they do funny tricks next to me. But next weekend, Robert, I go to a game. No, man, this is not the same team as the Bayesian and I'm.
Yeah.
Bafile Bog, Bafile, 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 I started thinking to say, no, man. Yeah. But Lala Nam.
Yeah.
So it's the Cosmos players, which I have now, they have to, but like 200, they must give 200% because they are in trouble. And it's Jomo sitting on the bench. And I'm a coach in Lago Mutsipelik. Yeah, I'm a coach. But it's good because I'm, but the mere fact that I'm sitting on the bench, I'm motivating them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm adding so much into that league now, as much as I was adding so much into the NFD.
Yeah.
I was adding so much into the Premier League. I can't believe influencing Nayo Gulia League. Things
but,
have changed.
But it can never disappear, though. Let's pick up on that story, Dr. Sono. I need to break away quickly for to catch the news at the top of the hour. As you can hear, fascinating conversation. His first radio interview in over a year. He's chosen to come under the bridge in Katlehong on a rainy day.
Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. On Legends Night.
Bro Rob, nababe sono. Siyabonga kakhulu Bro Rob ukuthi sihlanzele babe sono. But ngidambuta nge-language yakhe lokusihlangana. Ripelile tatana sono, leswi nga swi kombela ku swi vutisa ka. Leswaku South Africa yi ta yi witnessa na Jomo Cosmos leswaku yi tlhela yi vuyela ka PSL. Hi ku ri se yi fambe ngopfu yi le hlathini la yi nga kona. So ni kombela ku vutisa ka we tatana sono leswaku ya ha ta vuya ke. Leswaku hi ndlela leyi nga fambisa xo a swi tshembisi swa ku yi ta vuya. So hi kombela ku twa ka yena leswaku i ri yini. I was saying Bararop kutsi ingabe Jomo Sono ta ubuya na after ihambe isikhathi lesithe noma yiye la yiye khona. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Bararop ngingeshe kasibona.
Thanks so much. Uyizwile indaba shanga ama language amaningi. Uthini impendulo?
Kana khensa kubalabula na mina. Kambe ninga biyela laba balandela ku Cosmos. Kore yita buya. A swi na mhaka ku ri fambe malembe mangani kambe yona yi ta vuya. Definitely. Yi ta vuya Cosmos. A yi nge tshami laha. Mirhi kwihi hi le hlathini. A yi nge tshama hlathini nkarhi wo leha yi ta yi vuyisa.
2020
Just give us a year or two, we'll be back.
A year or two?
Yeah, we'll be back. If we miss it this year, we'll be back next season because by then, what's happening in Gule Division?
Abo Santos, PSL, NFD, Mutsipe League, gone.
Yeah, we know the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a believer that people, human beings, are not the same. We were born into football.
Mm.
You know, so most of the people who come and go and vanish, most of them went about coming on my tender, I went about my businessman. You know, once he goes down, he stops. Mm. If Cosmos dies now, if you look around mind now, go first division, the second division, check how many players are there from Cosmos. Unknown players.
Yeah.
Unknown.
Yeah.
Who are now playing. Go Premier League, now go NFT, and we're still producing more players. Ours is to produce players, and we won't stop doing that.
There's always been talk about how difficult that league is because there's a lot of cheating that goes on. Cheating that happens because of Abo Referee being one of them, brown envelopes and so on. I know it's been a short time you've been there, but what have you witnessed?
You know, to be honest, Robert, the first game, yeah, I mean, when I played, and there was a cry that our winning goal was not right, and there were three red cards actually, one from Cosmos and two from the opposition, but the score was already 2-1, we're leading.
Mm.
What surprised me, the cry I was on TV the following same week after he spoke rubbish about the game, you know, and all that, the referee was right.
Mm.
And since I've been there, I haven't seen anything, you know. We've lost two games.
Mm.
It was fair. We lost fair and square, you know. And the games I have witnessed, have been good games, and the referees have been doing well. Mm. You know, I wouldn't want to lie. Yes, a lot of people said, "Ah, ngakubuyo la paxis kangeni," blah blah blah. And the people who are telling me are people who are coming from that division who are already in the NFT. So when they tell me that, I say, "Oh, kusot wu hibo baba entalent."
Yeah.
Kusot hibo baba entangoba. Bala apa pezu mina same pants. Bang chela uti ziabuya lapa. Ame kupume lapa. Unless we keep a brown envelope.
Babu ya ganja.
Na angiti le bengusa yon. So I'm mina ang keep my brown envelope. So dalpola. In football, you win, you lose, you draw. That's it. That's how I look at football.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to look at it differently. It's to win, 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 win. Me, I look at it, you are going to lose a game. One or two or three. But the referees, that was your question, haven't given me problems there. Mm-hmm. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And I don't intimidate them. I don't say a word. Mm-hmm. I'm one coach that can tell you, I just sit there and keep quiet. They go mad next to me, it's fine.
Mm.
But I just focus on my players.
So given your current position, I know that teams above you have played 8 or 7 games. You've played 6 only. That when you do close the points, how difficult would it be for you to stay up there?
No, it won't be difficult for us to stay up there. Because, you know, we have a very good defense. The goals they've scored against us were mistakes, terrible mistakes. Sometimes the keeper misses the ball completely and it ends up in the back of the net. We build the team from the goalkeeper and a strong defense and a strong midfield, you know. And we're looking at, once we stay up there, it will be difficult for anybody to move us from there. Definitely, I can assure you that.
Yeah,
now. To be very difficult, because we've also brought in our striker who was here from Uganda. He arrived today because we've been scoring one goal, you know. And I think with him coming back, we'll add a lot of value. But if we can sit up there, it'll be difficult. I mean, we played one top team, tough, Highlands Park, you know, and we beat them away. You know what is funny with this team I have this year is, away we beat anybody. At home we struggle. I don't know why. But it's not home as well. It should be away, because we don't have a home. Ever since I got involved with football, I've never had a home.
So where are you playing your home games now?
We're playing at VUT. But with this league, you can play anywhere. You know, we intend playing our games at our training ground, because we've seen some of the grounds we are playing at. Our training ground is much more beautiful, far beautiful. It's open, it's open. You sit with the people on the touchline.
Heaven.
Yeah. And I love it, I enjoy it. I'm from there.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it, I don't have a problem. I sit there. And you listen to all the nonsense they say, it's fine, and so what?
But I think the one thing that maybe people still talk about, and you know this very well, is that delegating duties to somebody on a full-time basis to allow them to coach, is that what you're currently doing now, or how are you handling it now and also moving forward?
At the moment, you know, it's I owe myself, I owe my family, and I owe my supporters that I must take this team back. And with the experience of God, I will. I mean, people haven't seen a team which I've built now. Those who can go and have a look, they will see it's a different team. Very, very good team.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, funny enough, we've got 7 players from Bushbuck Ridge starting.
Wow.
From one city, Bushbuck Ridge. Not from one team.
Yeah.
We scouted from different. So, in the dressing room, Kulumis Changan is Changan. And the Changan says, Pusha Swan, Sala. And they are good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can see the left back should play for anybody in the Premier League. Mm. You know, so, like I said, Robert, I owe my family, I owe my I owe myself, you know, and I owe my supporters.
But do you have the time, though?
Yes. Now I have the time. Mm. I didn't have the time, Mangu. I have so much time now. I watch 8 games or 6 games per weekend. That tells you that I have so much time now.
Going to different stadiums?
Yeah. Saturday I was there. Soshangu be watching a game. Mm. Half time, Nasuga. I Lokshin. I was getting a team. The following day I was at Sakan watching All Stars. Mm. I go around watching this. Mm. I have so much time now on my hands, which is you never had there because the pressure is too much. Mm. You know, because you have to look for money somewhere or to top up. And you're not only top up in 100,000, you top up in close to about 200,000 because you're talking of transport. Mm. Flying to there and there and there. So you running around looking for money to top up the whole year. You know, in a year you end up topping up 1.5 or 1.6 million.
Just for basics, and it's got nothing to do with salaries.
No.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I'm happy, I'm free. You know, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. You know, it's just that once we are on top there, I have to start planning. How are we going to run it? With the same budget?
Mm.
If we do go back with the same budget, cut the budget and sell one or two or three players so that you can cover the budget.
I mean, you've been an ambassador of Puma. I see you're still wearing it very proudly till today. The very first boots that were named after a football player in this country, I would imagine there were you, Troublemaker. Those Pumas are legendary still, till today.
Mm.
Do they in any way have a wish of subsidizing Cosmos financially, given both your associations, them with you and you with them?
You know, Puma is a business.
Yeah.
If they subsidize Cosmos, they have to buy the shed at the front. And if they buy the shed at the front, they have a lot of teams who will say, we also want you to subsidize us. So I never bought a Puma on that because there's a lot of companies. There's betting companies. I don't know Lika. Yeah, I don't know about Lika, but there's betting companies. There's a lot of companies who if we can get television, they will get involved. But with no television, they can't get it. Because the only time we were getting television, NFD, was the playoffs. Maybe we get one game there, maybe one. I mean, we played the whole year last year. We didn't get a game on television. No, home and away.
But let me ask you this. Okay, let me not. I'll ask you after the break. It will take you explaining, but let's leave the thought in your head while we go for the break as well. Is why do you think TV has been shut out from the first division, given how when you watch television anywhere else, yes, the EPL is the biggest product, probably in world TV, the most marketed, the most commercially viable, but you still have the championship below, and it gets great airtime. What is it that stops an ETV, and I'm sure they would be happy to get it, SABC or SABC Digital or the new channel that they have on E as well. I think it also goes on a certain platform. Those alone, for me, would give you, like you say, there's betting companies who would put money on Jomo Cosmos tomorrow, because they want to get involved in sport. Mm-hmm. We've seen them want to get involved, and yet they seem to be shut out because there might be clauses that shut out betting companies from being involved in football. I don't know. But I'm saying, from a TV broadcast perspective, if the first division was on TV, they would have ratings. Don't go anywhere. We continue our conversation. Udokotela Usono is here today.
Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff on Legends Night.
Hey, Rob, this is Kelvin from Mpumalanga. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you and Ubabu Jomason, and I'm thinking of his cap. You know, the caps that he usually wears, you know, they look tiny, but also old, man. Is he wearing one of his, you know, trademark caps, you know?
Yes, of course, he's wearing his famous cap, Zucho. But one thing I can tell you is that when he leaves the studio, I'm going to give him a brand new MSW cap.
I'm going to give him a cap. I'm going to give him a cap. Nice. Comfortable.
Hi, Robert, it's Winston, and good day to the shareholders, and special greetings to the big man himself, Mr. Sono. I'd just like to ask Mr. Sono just one question. Why didn't he ever feel the need to hire a coach to coach the team? Maybe he could take a backseat and maybe observe things from the background, you know, just to see how everything is going. And another special moment that I would like to mention is the one that's happening tomorrow. Big ups to my team, the Buccaneers. It's him, Robert. It's him, Robert. I'd like to wish my team the best of luck tomorrow. And Mama Joy, anyway, in the words of Kermit Erasmus, once a pirate, always a pirate. Thank you.
Winston, thank you so much indeed. Hey, Mama Joy, I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while, so I'm not too sure who she's supporting, but we always wish her the best of luck. Yeah, it's that question. You touched on it. I asked you about it earlier, but Winston is saying, don't you feel it's necessary for you to take a back seat?
When the time is right, Jomo Sono will decide. Robert Marawa or anybody else won't decide. I will decide.
Yeah.
Well, because when I started, I was the one who decided. No supporter said, go and coach, go and play soccer. So I think we should close the subject because I've answered it so many times. When the time is right, Jomo Sono will decide, as I've decided, to take over the coaching.
And bring the team back up.
I will bring it back.
Yeah.
For sure, I'll bring it back. Maybe when I bring it back, that's when I will decide. Because I owe my supporters, I owe my family. I don't owe any supporter from any other team as well. Only the Jomo Cosmos supporters.
Yeah. But it irritates you, though.
No, not really.
I mean, the fact you would see they'll keep bombarding you with the same thing.
No. You see, when people are bored, they have to say something.
Yeah.
So, I'm thick-skinned. So, when you bombard me with these questions like this, they don't bother me, Robert. Mm. That's why I'm sitting here. Mm. Because I was expecting that question to come. So, I cannot run away from it, but I'm saying I will decide when the time is right.
But you probably find that a lot of the people that ask the question, they ask it because they probably mean it. They don't say it in a bad way to say, well, you're not good. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been a Bafana Bafana coach. I was saying to you off air, would say, yeah, World Cup. So if you didn't have the expertise, then I'd be, hey.
Rob. I'm suffering with pain to learn. Schoolman get bored.
Schoolman, I know. He's like in
going. Sing a pain to learn.
Don't you miss the World Cup?
I do.
And us being in the World Cup.
I mean, to be honest, Robert, if South Africa is not in the World Cup, is not in the Africa Cup of Nations, it's a problem for the country. A country so rich with everything. It's a serious problem. But, you know, for some of us who've coached in the World Cup, it's something which no one can take away from you.
Mm.
No one. No matter how much money you got, you can't buy people to forget about it. The problem with the players we have now, they don't know what they're missing if they don't go to the World Cup. They don't know what they're missing if they don't go to Africa Cup of Nations. They don't know. You know, they're happy. They're just happy to be here. They don't know what they're missing. Honestly, God, they don't know. They don't know. It's a different ball game in the Africa Cup of Nations, and in the World Cup is even worse. Players who've played in the... You know, I was with Lucas yesterday. We discussed something. when I was launching that thing for development, Player Maker, I said live, Lucas has been the greatest captain. I've coached. I coached him from 96 all the way I was involved with him as a coach and linebacker. I said to him, the only time I felt you, Lucas, let the country and me down was when you had a voice saying to you with 3 minutes to go, my ball. And you left it. But the person who said my ball was far away from you. I don't know why you said my ball. And and the ball was on Lucas' head. And he ducked. And there was no goalkeeper there behind him. It was only Raul. And he scored the winning goal. We got second position. We're out of the World Cup because of one goal. Mm-hmm. That goal. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, let's not talk about it. I said, but with me, it's still here. I still want to understand. How can a keeper who's 4 yards away say my ball when he's not there? It still baffles me, you know. It's still in my heart, in my head, as to why. But sometimes you say these things that happen in football. But this one is a bit happen in football because 4 yards away. If it was there, closer to look, I would understand it happens in football. The misunderstanding, and then maybe if he was there, he would have hit the keeper the chest. And but Raul was on his own. Boom! You can have a look at it anytime. So, but we made a joke about it.
Yeah, but it was a serious thing because we had to come back home.
Yeah, we had to come back.
Yeah, and Andre Arensa was left kissing the turf.
Even the first goal. First goal. The keeper made a mistake. He gave it to Arensa, and boom, back of the net. You know, and the country is out. But like we've been speaking, Robert, the kids who are playing now don't know what they're missing. They don't know what is the World Cup. They don't know what is it to represent your country, Africa Cup of Nations. I've been to all of them.
Yeah.
Fortunately. I was very fortunate. And thanks to God. You know, we cannot attack Bruce, attack Safa. We as South Africans, we need to sit down and discuss about football. Where is football going to? I still, you know, I've been involved with football for so long time. The last time we would sit and talk about football was when it was a few months when the NSL was formed. After that, we stopped. You know, we need to have unity between SAFA and the PSL. We need to get that unity. Because sometimes when the big bosses are fighting, the grass suffers. When SAFA and the PSL are having their problems, it's the players that suffer. It's football that suffers. Football which belongs to the nation, not to us as leaders. It belongs to the people. We are just being appointed. We are just being elected. So if they can sit down and sort out their problems, if there are any problems, and then find a solution how we can get the Bruce to sit down with the PSL coaches. We need that. We need Bruce to sit down with the PSL coaches because, with due respect, the country is suffering.
He's asked for that.
Badly.
He's asked for the meetings. They haven't happened.
But why?
They haven't happened.
But why?
He's sent through.
Who's blocking?
The coaches don't know, but he has sent through communique to say, I would love to meet the coaches. He's done the right thing, gone via the right channels. The meeting still hasn't happened.
If he says he's gone via the right channels, which channels?
Through to the PSL. He's written to the league. But the coaches don't know. We've spoken to the coaches. They've been clips. Even Atazwane went on record the other day to say he would be more than happy. But he hasn't got the communication yet.
But who's blocking and why is he blocking? Because it's the football that is suffering.
It is.
Is it all about egos?
But how do we resolve them? That is one, because it's been
I
so
know you
years.
Can. You can.
How?
The mother body.
Hmm.
Who controls football in this country?
The mother body. SAFA.
So, what makes SAFA not to be able, if the coach says, I've been calling the coaches to come to a meeting, to come and discuss, and if PSL don't do it, the mother body has all the right. It's all the right to say, I, as Mr. So-and-so, with my coach, we are now calling a meeting of the executive of the PSL, of the technical, because the technical of the PSL is the same people. So, come to a meeting, and then you instruct them. You say, my coach wants to meet your coaches. It's, they can instruct them. I don't think, but I don't know what it is that they are scared of. But they can instruct them. That's a mother body.
Mm.
But they control football in the country.
But you did say that if they are divided, then not much can happen. And the divisions, we all know, have been there for many years. So if we are here in 2022, still talking about then who can ever resolve that?
Hey, but I think we should grow now. You know, all of us are going... It's not right. I see Zwaneni started ama the pride esinayo na ma ego esinayo. Singa computer nge imali, computer nga pahandle, it's okay. But singa affect ibhola because sifuni power. Power is the root of all evil.
And it's destroyed
the country. And absolute power corrupts.
Yeah.
It's not nice. See, abantu wa prepare ukudlala ku World Cup. Thina siyadlala kusasa. Yini le idlalwa kusasa? Kwenziwe iselection. You switch on your TV, you want a selection in the World Cup. Thina senza iselection sodlala emaputo. And then spread. Come on, man. Under 20 Quick, because also you Yajala, and you only know on Thursday which Yajala weekend. It's Chaiwe. Do we have a data of players in the under 17? No. Do we have a data of players in the under 20? But with the guy they have appointed, I think Isafa, they are going in the right direction.
Do Hugo Bruce?
No.
Oh, the TD?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're going the right direction because he's passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Unless now I have open as him.
No. I was figure out how man. I was born with Ziaboya. You know, the people are very straightforward. Mm-hmm. My shareholders, the show, they love football so much that even if you're new in the position, they'll baptize you with the history of what has happened before because they still feel disappointed. I haven't even asked you about Benny because you talk about AFCON. And when you gave him that chance, just to spring a surprise on people that didn't believe in him because he was young, and he's never turned back, he's never looked back, went to Ouagadougou, took charge and became the hero that he is today, and he sits at Old Trafford. How many people could have done that? So we'll talk about that, plus the Playmakers Project in the final segment and section of our conversation. I told you, Soki, Jimmy Scott, Jomosono in the building.
Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
All right, going to read a couple of the messages happening on social media. Good to see the interaction going on. Wandile Mtana says, I wish other clubs could emulate Dr. Jomosono to coach their own clubs for one season to feel the pressure that coaches fathom on the sidelines with limited resources at their disposal. Coach Sia Maluka says, you're chatting to one person that I respect and I have an honor to meet him. He says he is a joker of not. We all know that. Tubabusano and Huma come very, very close as well. Usimpiwe Ngoboti says, Dr. Sonam, the legend himself, I remember vividly that goal that Raul Gonzalez scored back in 2002, Korea, Japan. Yeah, who wouldn't forget that? Footingmala says, kindly ask Brajay, where was the turning point that made things to go wrong at Cosmos? And secondly, what does he regret that he has, if there is any, in terms of Cosmos' state of affairs? So was there a specific turning point at Cosmos that made you to be where you were?
Yeah, Robert, you know, the turning point was Cosmos.
It
was at one point in time where Cosmos, the problem there was finance, financially, and at one point in time, we had problems where we couldn't even get a grant, but I cannot go into that. We couldn't get a grant. It was not the PSL's fault. Yeah, it was outside the PSL. So mainly it was financial, like all other teams, you know, that go down. It's because of finance. But I think in the next year or two, we'll be back strong again.
Let me play a lot of your voice notes.
It's a storm. It's a storm.
But you'll overcome the storm. I think you've done it many times before.
I will do it again.
As a football player, you've done it. As an administrator, you've done it. As a coach, you've done it. Let's listen to what you have to say.
Hey, Marawa, Napita Putti, Nyakalu said the voice notes, Benglalila, we metro, Dalak, 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 St. John, Kulman, a legend, Ubam Sono, Tabon was Letela, and Kulmama Kuniso, and Kuba and Msavens of Mosha Putti, Usia was a Scotch and Jesus, Gabon.
Sebon Kulpudan.
Good evening, Sam Marawa, Simpure X from Tembis. Good evening to all the shareholders. We welcome Dr. Jomoson. Of course, by the time he was playing, we were not even, some of us maybe born and all that. So I just want to thank him for the role that he played. I used to play football during lunchtime in the assembly with the guy by the name of Teboho Makobela. So every time after school, he will be going to the training session. He told me he's playing for Jomoson and all that. Then when they got promoted to the PSL, I guess it must have been 2017-18 season, I can't recall very well, I was so motivated and so far as believing that indeed dreams do come true, because having to be playing football in the assembly with someone and getting to watch him play on TV, I mean, that was a huge motivation. So I just want to thank him for that role that he played. And again, I just want to find his honest opinion in whether, it's just a question, if does he think Rolando Mokoena can still go back to coach Orlando Pirates? I understand he must have been, he's either an uncle, if not a grandfather or something, but there's a connection in the lineage of the family and all that. I just want to find out if he believes that Rolando Mokoena can still go back to Orlando Pirates. Thank you, sir.
I am cooking some and my
grandfather.
I call him. Who's waiting 104 years?
But do you believe he can still go back and coach Pirates?
I don't think so. I think he's happy where he is. He's settled. He's, you know, he makes decisions there on his own. And I was with him last night. You know, we spoke about a lot of things. And he's happy at Sundowns. So I don't ever think he'll ever go back to Pirates.
Don't think he would ever, or ever. You don't believe he should?
Ever.
Closed door forever?
Yeah. He's got a very, very good relationship with the chairman of Pirates, Dr. Koza. But I don't think he'll go back to Pirates. There he's got everything there. If he says, hey, I want this player for 10 million, he pay 10 million. He's not waiting for free players at the end of the contract or pre-contract players. They pay quick. Whatever he wants, he gets. So he cannot go back to Pirates. And I don't see Pirates going for Rulani because they have a good coach. He just won a trophy. You know, they have a very good coach, so he just won top 8 now. What do you call it? Top 8.
Yeah, it's just MTN 8.
Yeah, MTN 8, so they've got a good coach.
Yeah, I was going to do a follow-up, but you got so many voice notes as well. Let me not disappoint the shareholders.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa. Kuluma nesibonga leno kamkhwana kamgaya, the majority shareholder, MSW. Thanks, Mr. Marawa, for bringing in Ubaba Ujomo Sono in your show today, under the bridge. What a wonderful person, Mr. Marawa. He's one of those legends which won't be forgotten in our South African football, Mr. Marawa. What I want to know from Ubaba Ujomo is that we have seen so many players joining Orlando Pirates. I want to ask him, even now, he don't see anyone wearing that jersey number 10 in all these players which have played for Orlando Pirates after him. Until today, he doesn't see anyone fitting in that number 10 jersey at Orlando Pirates. Thank you, Mr. Marawa.
I think we once had this chat a long time ago. But here he is. I mean, it's a new generation of listeners that are listening.
And a new generation of players at Pirates.
Exactly. So does anyone still deserve to wear the number 10 jersey?
You know, Robert, each jersey number 10 can be given to anybody by Orlando Pirates. I can't decide. Mm. But if you're talking about comparing the number 10, Lebe Kowa Uchom, Nale ekhona manje singahlanganisa izinto. Mayihlali njalo le 10 la ikhona. Ningalingi nithashe ngoba okwamanje akekho. Because lo nje omakhuluma ngaye lo bekagqoki number 10. He was unique. He was different. He was skillful. He was a hard worker. He could score goals from anywhere.
Yeah.
I heard somebody saying, hey, Saleng kore goal. No Joma Zanga kore. Ukore Joma no professor ngubani ba kore 10 is inch.
From corner kick.
Even worse. Sometimes it was from corner kick straight to again. So, there's no one you can compare now. You know, if you look at Joma, because Zanga Nya was too. Low bafuna ukumcompare odlala ngenyawo lotho and aku score goals from anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, Robert, before they were born, these people, I scored the fastest goal in the world. People don't know that. But bazoyibona soon ku documentary, bazoyibona soon.
Nice.
Fastest goal in the world. We were playing Imoroka Solos in the semi-final, and because I've been watching Ustap Black Jama most of the time, is into Bega Zente Palini, Yabona Bega Lezinto, Lezake. So I've been watching him. So, ite my Kali came, I took Shakes, Beskul Mishanga, Shakes and Eti, Nalu Shangan, Nati, Yikang, what, Nikanga Queen, no, Yikang, and I will kill a matri. Why roll Shakes and Sha? Straight down getting Eti. The keeper couldn't save it. It was the fastest goal in the world. I have those cuttings written by Osai Lemen at the fastest goal in the Wild West. I have all those cuttings. Wow. So they'll appear very soon.
When is the documentary coming out?
Very soon, Robert.
Oh, very soon.
Mlandela wena. I mbone wena ikeeper at I now out in the keeper manje. I mbone yakho ngathi asenya ikeeper manje ngiyikeeper manje Robert.
Before end of the year.
No, I think before June is over, say, Pumi.
Nice.
No, definitely. Nice. But you motivated me.
You had to.
I was a little bit.
Wonke ma language.
Yeah, ngifuna injalo ngoba eyami iqala ku 1970
bese ngakazalo.
Ningakazalo.
Hayi bese ngakazalo.
You know, sikhuluma ngejezi number 10 izolo. I said something about jezi number 10.
Ngatemba zwane.
Eh, how can go Sundowns bathathi number 10 bayinigititi lezi? Ah.
Bayinezo Sirinyo.
Ubani?
Sirinyo.
Ubani lo? I number 10. Funa ba inige lo mfana lo Sundowns bathu ma Jaiva.
Yeah.
Lo Jaiva. Temba Zwane. number 10 ako wana impuputu je impupu impupu ikogi number 10 je say ya fawa. You can even see Messi is different class.
Yeah.
Awazu kunene number 10 je nji.
Yabo bela.
Ukam tu halatu wena ngakogi 10. Uya kora maru kwa danga ngakogi 10 halatu.
No.
Ngeke.
No.
Uhalatu nga kadhulu wa mtu bayi 2.
Mm.
Ayoko.
Kilika mbape.
Fune kwa mniki.
Mm.
Akora.
Create.
No, number 10, you have to be creative. I'm a thinker, you know, intelligent. I mean, it's unfortunate to Chiefs who couldn't wear number 10, but he was a genius, that guy.
Yeah.
May his soul rest in peace. What, he was a genius.
Mm.
That is why, till today, they can't replace that guy because the Chiefs.
It's impossible, though.
No, you can't.
It's impossible. I think the intelligence he had on the field, I mean, for him to have also gone to Odlala Pesha, played for Toronto Blizzards in Canada, has the legacy that he has, and he comes back and he still builds a legacy. I mean, it was you, it was him. You guys were SA football. You made us. I mean, I'll admit it to you. I probably haven't. You were the people that made us love the game. The mystery of who Jomo Sono is. The mystery of who Ace Nsolengo is.
Teenage legend.
Teenage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Went on to Abo Mishek, Abo Tachim Chengayega.
Ace Mnini.
Yeah. Joel, Jason Nini, you couldn't play.
Mina, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I saw those players in the 70s. I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I saw those players play. And Joba Nglung Kulenya, trouble much. Man, the problem I compare, and which is bad. We are comparable about AC and about Mart. I call them.
Matmop. Oh.
Konalu. Yeah. Ukurenge shot.
Yeah.
Ukurkeeper Pirates.
Mponjan.
Apumir.
Mm.
Yeah. You look at that midfield. You look at the midfield like the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You see, in a problem because I saw those people.
Mm.
There was one central midfield and only actually from Enatal, but to Tenten Zimand.
Mm.
The only player who could match with Tenten Zimand, the who came to spy, now we're in Natal.
Go to a cool man, your voice, and a 2 months.
Ukito. I went a man. I just hope I'm fine and I'm over with Pirates. But what I'm trying to say is that in a problem, you know, because I tend to compare, but what I've done to myself, I don't compare anymore. I enjoy what I see.
Mm.
On the day.
But they like to compare themselves to you and think they've reached the point same.
No.
That is the problem.
How do you get to how do you get on top of Mount Kilimanjaro who hambanga ma crashes? It's impossible. I was a different breed. Ace Nsolengo was a different breed. Different breed.
Valdez is coming home.
Yeah. But now, I don't want to compare because Kuba wrong. Mustn't compare. Must switch off the TV. Man can compare.
But at least Jezlako is retired. So for any jersey to come out of retirement, needs a very special moment.
It must be special. At the moment, with due respect, I love football.
Mm.
And I love Pirates. I don't think there's any player now. Now.
Mm.
Even before. I'm telling you, it's always all you've been doing. I'm telling you, I'm number 10. I'm going to chase number 10 for 25 years. When you're only 3 years. 3. I'm going to chase number 10. I'm going to number 10. I'm going to chase number 10. I'm going to chase number 10. I'm going to Pirates. You guys know Cosmos Agayako. Next up. Maybe Cosmos Bong as Amazama, but Pegabo Marwara, Bocatongo, but I see again. In number 10, Mina, in my own opinion, I would love in number 10 Ikogwe, South Africa.
Yeah, but it's not going to be now. It's not going to be soon. See, Pindan in Lendo, I wanted to talk about playmakers and so many other things.
Kulbeng a playmaker in 2 weeks' time.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, ngoba.
Yeah.
Nge Africa nge playmaker, Robert.
This thing, I know you're taking it to some of the countries that are going to the World Cup and so on.
Yeah, and what is good is that the new technical director SAF wants to endorse this thing.
Has embraced it.
He has to.
Yeah.
It's embraced by FIFA.
Yeah.
It's embraced by Liverpool, Manchester City last week. They all signed for a playmaker.
Wow.
So I want a chance, Robert. No more to have him, but when I have him.
In two weeks. Let's save all of these voice notes for 2 weeks' time, because I want to talk about playmakers, because I love this man's innovation. I love the fact that nothing stops him. Yeah, Nkosiyam. Papa in. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, Mr. Soyo.
I'm meeting Shabu.